Well, there's no denying the fact that the latest Fed minutes has just freaked out markets, with sentiment turning down in a big way in the aftermath of the central bank communication. For many years now, equity and credit markets have downplayed any Fed gestures of tighter policy moves, instead seeing these as nothing more than minor adjustments that would leave financial conditions still super easy and investor friendly. But this doesn't appear to be the case this time round, with the US rate market pricing a more hawkish Fed path in response to the one thing that hadn't been there all those other years before, that thing being rising inflation. And in the latest Fed minutes, this was most certainly affirmed after the Fed said there was even a chance of earlier and faster rate hikes. Adding insult to injury, the Fed also said the balance sheet could shrink faster than the latest cycle, with some members even wanting to reduce Fed holdings soon after rate liftoff. The message is unsettling indeed, with the notional 10-year yield now pushing up through multi-year resistance, something that will definitely turn more heads about the reality of potentially needing to quickly reassess investment strategies going forward. The market has been overweight stocks for many years now, and the signs are there for that great rotation to finally play out. Of course, we all know that every time it does look like things are heading in this direction, the Fed quickly changes its tune. And when considering this latest reduction in sentiment, we need to take it with a grain of salt. Things have been mild indeed. Yes, it could get a whole lot uglier out there, but at the same time, it would be foolish to ignore the possibility of another buy on the dip. Key standouts on today's calendar include German factory orders, German construction PMIs, UK services and composite PMIs, Eurozone producer prices, German inflation, Canada trade, and US reads highlighted by initial jobless claims, ISM, non-manufacturing, and factory orders. That's all for now.